certainly felt like a lot different team tonight than last weekend.
You know, we shuffled the deck a little bit tonight, and it was, obviously we want to try to get Cammy going, and he really responded with probably his best game of the year, and he was a factor all night long. He had a goal and assist, and I think, I don't know what he ended up with shots on goal. You know, he had seven, I think, after the second period, and so we put him back with Kloos and switch one guy on each line, and way it turned out that each line scored, and the guys that we need to score scored for us tonight, and that was probably the difference. And you know, I can't say it was our most efficient game, but Eric bailed us out a number of times when they certainly had some good opportunities to score.
You broke up Kloos Riley and Sheehy, which kind of was your one line that was good this weekend. Yeah. Was it difficult to do that?
Yeah, it was. I mean, because part of you thinking, well, you know, Connor's starting to come on now, but if you look at the big picture, if we're going to do anything, we got to get some other guys going. Yeah. And so that was the risk that we're willing to take this weekend, that, okay, let's move the guys around. And Vinny and Leon play a penalty kill together. So, you know, we put them on the same line tonight. And, you know, it turned out fine. We won the game great. I think we have to be a little bit sharper than what we were tonight. I thought, especially in the first period, we really struggled getting the puck out of our own end. And I almost used a timeout there midway through the first period, but then we kind of settled in and, you know, once we really get that second goal, we seemed to find a little bit more rhythm to our game.
Even with something else.
I don't know if you saw, but Michigan State beat Michigan tonight, yeah. So you guys are alone in first place. Does that matter at this point?
Well, no, I mean, it's still a lot of hockey to be played, obviously, but the big thing, this is a team that, you know, we're battling with right now, Penn State, and, you know, you worry about other teams when you're playing, but, you know, we have a great opportunity to put some separation between us and Penn State, and that was the goal coming in this weekend. Teams are going to get beat. I mean, the second half of the year, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, Phil DeBrandt finds his game here from the stretch run. I mean, there'll be a tough team to beat, too. So you just play one game at a time. And, you know, we were back at home, and we were a little disappointed in how we played the weekend before. And, you know, it was nice to come back with a win today. And, you know, hockey day in Minnesota is tomorrow. It's a little quicker turnaround. And it's a big deal and something we talked about. And I know we have to be better tomorrow to win again.
What was Camerota able to do tonight successfully that maybe he's kind of struggled with throughout the last month?
Well, I think he had the puck more. I think that's a big thing. And, you know, Cammy's game is he has to have the puck on his stick to be effective. And, you know, he had it a lot tonight. And, you know, he's going to find people. He's going to make plays. And so it was good to see. Happy for him.
How much of a sense of urgency has settled in with your guys?
Well, I think that's been that way for a long time. I mean, the guys can't forget who we are. I mean, we're not a... No disrespect to anybody, we're not a real highly, you know, skilled. We're going to throw the puck around, and we have, you know, our holes with our team, and like everybody does. And you know, we have to play a certain way for our team to be successful. The one thing you can't be, we're not good enough to get outworked. I know that. We have to have good goaltending. We have to get some timely scoring from some key guys. We got to try to get to three, and you know, Eric's got to be on. And when we have that, then we can play with anybody. But if one or two of those ingredients are missing, then, you know, we'll have a hard time winning. And so it's okay to be who you are. You know, keep growing with your group and what they are and what their identity. Every team is different. And, you know, at least within the Big Ten, we put ourselves in a good spot right now. And that's why tomorrow's big. I mean, we've got an opportunity tomorrow. And now what are we going to do with it?
So what effect did the no call on the ice in the first period kind of change?
The what?
Did the no goal call on the ice?
Well, actually, I thought it was important. Obviously, when I saw the replay, I didn't think there was any way it was going to count. I mean, a guy was, you know, ended up laying on top of Eric, and he wasn't pushed in him or anything. So I was pretty confident that was going to be a no goal.
What do you think your team can do to improve on the power play?
Well, I thought we were pretty good on the power play, actually. We had a lot of good looks. And, you know, sometimes with your power play, it's not about scoring. I mean, we scored one just when it ended. Cammy's goal, where the guy wasn't even back into a play, so essentially that was a power play goal. But when you look at momentum on a power play, and I thought our power play gave us some good momentum at times tonight with a lot of shots and some good scoring. I think we hit a couple of times. So they did a pretty good job there.
So one of the big storylines sort of at the beginning of the year was you had a lot of new guys playing new roles. Into the second half of the year now, how would you assess how some of the freshmen and maybe the sophomores that didn't play much last year have grown into the team?
Well, I mean, it's like any team. I mean, you're going to get better as the year goes on. But, you know, we need our key guys to score. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, Tyler's had a nice freshman year, and our D, I think, have come a long way over the course of the season. You know, Jack Sadek's been getting more ice time. Glover sat out in tonight, but I mean, he'd really played well. You know, he didn't have the greatest weekend last weekend, and I'm sure he'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. Novak's had a good Johnson. Some of these guys that didn't play a lot, Johnson, Glover, have had, you know, pretty good years so far. And Eric's done a nice job, obviously, replacing Adam. So, I mean, we're a work in progress, and, you know, this has been a roller coaster. There's no doubt about it. But quite frankly, that's kind of what I expected.